Hello, Annie. You're looking very lovely this evening, my darling. So, your mother is feeling indisposed, so I'm going to read you a bit of a bedtime story. And I'm very sorry that I haven't been here the past few days, but I have been far underground, trapped with the most obstinate, conceited vampire you could possibly imagine. I don't know why I'm telling you all of this, because you can't understand me at all. You're very cute looking at me with your giant eyes. So I was going to read you The Warlock's Hairy Heart, but your mother said that it was a bit much for someone of your age, and she suggested something different. This is from a book called Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Sounds exciting. Although from what I hear, the person who wrote it was a paedophile, but, you know, never mind that. And it's about a little girl. Apparently, she, I don't know, takes some sort of strange drugs or something. I don't know. Anyway, I'm as new to this as you are. So, well, let us begin. Anyway, so I shall read you the first chapter. All right. Chapter 1, Down the Rabbit Hole. Alice was beginning to get very tired of sitting by her sister on the bank and having nothing to do. Once or twice she had peeped into the book her sister was reading, but it had no pictures or conversations in it. And what is the use of a book, thought Alice, without pictures or conversations? What indeed? So she was considering in her own mind, as well as she could, for the hot day made her feel very sleepy and stupid. As hot days generally do. Let's see. Whether the pleasure of making a daisy chain would be worth the trouble of getting up and picking the daisies, when suddenly a white rabbit with pink eyes ran close by her. There was nothing so very remarkable in that, nor did Alice think it so very much out of the way to hear the rabbit say to itself, oh dear, I shall be too late." When she thought it over afterwards, it occurred to her that she ought to have wondered at this, but at the time it seemed all quite natural. But when the rabbit actually took a watch out of its waistcoat pocket and looked at it, and then hurried on, Alice started to her feet, for it flashed across her mind that she'd never before seen a rabbit with either a waistcoat pocket or a watch to take out of it, and burning with curiosity, she ran across the field after it, and was just in time to see it pop down a large rabbit hole under the hedge. Ooh, I wonder what's going to happen next. Maybe they'll go into another dimension, another world. I have a feeling that's what's going to happen. Anyway, in another moment, down went Alice after it, never once considering how in the world she was to get out again. The rabbit hole went straight on like a tunnel for some way, then dipped suddenly down, so suddenly that Alice had not a moment to think about stopping herself, before she found herself falling down what seemed to be a very deep well. All right, if you're an... well, she looks to be about a 9-year-old child, and you're chasing a rabbit, and it runs into a rabbit hole, how on earth would you be able to get into it? Some sort of shrinking spell. This very odd book. All right, either the well was very deep or she fell very slowly, for she had plenty of time as she went down to look about her and to wonder what was going to happen next. First, she tried to look down and make out what she was coming to, but it was too dark to see anything. Then she looked at the sides of the well and noticed that they were filled with cupboards and bookshelves. Here and there, she saw maps and pictures hung upon pegs. She took down a jar from one of the shelves as she passed. It was labeled Orange Marmalade. But to her great disappointment, it was empty. She did not like to drop the jar, for fear of killing somebody underneath, so managed to put it onto one of the cupboards as she fell past it. Well, thought Alice to herself, after such a fall as this, I shall think nothing of tumbling downstairs. How brave they will all think me at home. Why, I wouldn't say anything about it, even if I fell off the top of the house, which was very likely true. down, 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 with the fall never come to an end. I wonder how many miles I've fallen by this time, she said aloud. I must be getting somewhere near the center of the earth. Let me see. That would be 4,000 miles down, I think. For you see, Alice had learnt several things of this sort in her lessons in the schoolroom, and though this was not a very good opportunity for showing off her knowledge, as there was no one to listen to her, still it was good practice to stay it over. Yes, that's about the right distance, but then I wonder what latitude and longitude I've got to. Alice had not the slightest idea what latitude was, or longitude either, but she thought they were nice grand words to say. This is quite an interesting little book. You don't understand a word of it. Well, maybe I shall read it to you again when you're a little bit older, but for now I'm rather interested in this. Presently, she began again. I wonder if I shall fall right through the earth. How funny it'll seem to come out among the people that walk with their heads downwards. The antipathies, I think. That's quite a good one. She was rather glad there was no one listening this time, as it didn't sound at all the right word. But I shall have to ask them what the name of the country is, you know. Please, ma'am, is this New Zealand? Or Australia? She tried to curtsy as she spoke. Fancy curtsying as you're falling through the air. Do you think you could manage it? And what an ignorant little girl she'll think me for asking. No, it'll never do to ask. Perhaps I shall see it written up somewhere. Down, down, down. There was nothing else to do. So Alice soon began talking again. Dinah'll miss me very much tonight, I should think. Dinah was the cat. I hope they'll remember her saucer of milk at tea time. Dinah, my dear, I wish you were down here with me. There are no mice in the air, I'm afraid. But, let's see, you might catch a bat, and that's very like a mouse, you know. But do cats eat bats, I wonder? And here Alice began to get rather sleepy, and went on saying to herself in a dreamy sort of way, "Do cats eat bats? Do cats eat bats? And sometimes, do bats eat cats?" For you see, as she couldn't answer either question, it didn't much matter which way she put it. She felt that she was dozing off, and had just begun to dream that she was walking hand in hand with Dinah, and was saying to her very earnestly, "Now, Dinah, tell me the truth. Did you ever eat a bat?" When suddenly, thump, thump, down she came upon a heap of sticks and dry leaves, and the fall was over. Alice was not a bit hurt, well, thank goodness, and she jumped up on her feet in a moment. She looked up, but it was all dark overhead. Before her was another long passage, and the white rabbit was still in sight, hurrying down it. Well, I wonder why she didn't see him falling through the air below her. Well, maybe she didn't look down. Anyway, there was not a moment to be lost. Away went Alice like the wind, and was just in time to hear it say, as it turned a corner, "Oh, my ears and whiskers! How late it's getting!" Well, I suppose a rabbit would sound like that. She was close behind it when she turned the corner, but the rabbit was no longer to be seen. She found herself in a long, low hall, which was lit by a row of lamps hanging from the roof. There were doors all around the hall, but they were all locked, and when Alice had been all the way down one side and up the other, trying every door, she walked sadly down the middle, wondering how she was ever going to get out again.
Dad! Dad!
Shh! Teddy, what do you want? What are you doing?
Dad, are you reading Annie a story?
Yes, Teddy, I'm reading her a story. What do you want?
Dad, I want a story.
You've already had a story this evening. What do you need, Teddy?
Dad, I was thinking that I would like a drink of water.
All right, would you like it now?
No, I'm not thirsty anymore. I'd like a story.
Teddy, you've had a story already this evening.
I want another story.
You've come in the middle of this one. You're going to have no idea what's going on.
Well, that's all right. I'd like to listen to the rest of it.
Well, I'm just reading a chapter. It's an entire book. You have no idea what's going on.
Well, you could fill me in.
Yes, I suppose I could fill you in. All right, you need to keep your voice down, all right? I wouldn't want to wake the baby.
Why are you reading her a story if she's already asleep?
Well, I don't know. Well, it's a very interesting story.
What's it about?
All right, it's about a young girl
About a girl?
Yes, it's about a girl. You see, I'm reading to a little girl, so this is a story about a girl.
Oh, all right. What happens to the girl?
Well, so far, she's chased a rabbit into a hole.
What?
Shh, keep your voice down.
I'm sorry. What?
She's chased a rabbit into a hole.
People, Dad.
Yes.
People can't fit in a rabbit hole.
Yes, I know. I know they can't fit in a rabbit hole. I'm just telling you what the book says. Perhaps there was a shrinking spell. I don't know. Anyway, she chases the rabbit into a hole and then falls down some sort of well or something.
What? Did she die?
No, she didn't die. She was falling very slowly, as though someone put a spell under her so that she fell very slowly.
Who put a spell?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying that it's as if someone put a spell under her.
Dad?
Yes?
That doesn't make any sense.
Yes, I know it doesn't make any sense. It's a story, all right?
I don't know if I'm going to like this story.
All right, well, you can go back to bed then.
No, I'd rather hear the story.
Yes, all right. All right, may I continue?
What happened? So she didn't die when she fell down the hole?
No, she's just landed at the bottom of the hole. She sees the rabbit running down the corridor ahead of her.
Did she see the rabbit underneath her when she was falling down the hole?
No, she did not. I thought the same thing. I thought it was rather odd. At any rate, no, maybe she didn't look down. She chased him down a hall and around a corner, and now he's disappeared.
He's disappeared?
Yes.
Did he disapparate?
Well, I have no idea. I have no idea. All I know is that he's disappeared.
Dad?
Yes.
Dad, this story is full of holes.
Yes. Yes, darling, it is. All right. Would you like to hear this story, which is full of holes, or would you like to return to your bed?
I would like to hear it.
Yes, I thought you might. All right. Well, I'm going to continue now. Where was I? Oh, all right. Here we go. She found herself in a long, low hall, which was lit up by a row of lamps hanging from the roof. There were doors all around the hall, but they were all locked, and when Alice had been all the way down one side and up the other, trying every door, she walked sadly down the middle, wondering how she was ever to get out again. Suddenly, she came upon a little three-legged table, all made of solid glass. There was nothing on it but a tiny golden key, and Alice's first idea was that this might belong to one of the doors of the hall. But alas, either the locks were too large, or the key was too small, but at any rate, it would not open any of them.
Dad!
Yes?
Dad, why doesn't she do Alohomora?
Yes, all right. Well, I don't think that I think Alice is a muggle.
Oh, pity.
Yes. May I continue?
Yes, please.
All right. All right. However, on the second time round, she came upon a low curtain she had not noticed before, and behind it was a little door about 15 inches high. She tried the little golden key in the lock, and to her great delight, it fitted. Alice opened the door and found that it led into a small passage, not much larger than a rat hole. She knelt down and looked along the passage to the loveliest garden you ever saw. How she longed to get out of that dark hall and wander about among those beds of bright flowers and those cool fountains, but she could not even get her head through the doorway. And even if my head would go through, thought poor Alice, it would be of very little use without my shoulders. Oh, how I wish I could shut up like a telescope. I think I could if I only knew how to begin. For you see, so many out-of-the-way things had happened lately that Alice had begun to think that the very few things indeed were really impossible. There seemed to be no use in waiting by the little door, so she went back to the table, half hoping she might find another key on it, or at any rate a book of rules for shutting people up like telescopes. This time she found a little bottle on it, which certainly was not there before, said Alice, and tied round the neck of the bottle was a paper label, with the words, "Drink me," beautifully printed on it in large letters.
What?
What do you mean, what?
What? She's not going to drink it, is she?
Well, I don't know. I have to continue reading.
Dad!
Yes?
Dad, it's very dangerous to drink a potion that you don't know what it is. What if it was dross of living death?
Yes, I don't know what it is. That's because I haven't finished reading yet.
Well, finish!
Oh, yes, I'll finish. It was all very well to say drink me, but the wise little Alice was not going to do that in a hurry, you see. No, I'll look first, she said, and see whether it's marked poison or not. For she had read several nice little stories about children who had got burnt and eaten up by wild beasts and other unpleasant things, all because they would not remember the simple rules their friends had taught them, such as that a red-hot poker will burn you if you hold it too long, and that if you cut your finger very deeply with a knife, it usually bleeds. And she had never forgotten that if you drink from a bottle marked poison, it is almost certain to disagree with you sooner or later.
Oh, that was very smart of her.
Yes, it was. However, this bottle was not marked poison, so Alice ventured to taste it, and finding it very nice, it had in fact a sort of mixed flavour of cherry tart, custard, pineapple, roast turkey, toffee, and hot buttered toast. She very soon finished it off.
I want to try that potion.
Yes, it sounds very lovely. I don't know about the turkey, though.
Oh, I would love the turkey. Well, I think what... Dad!
Yes, what?
I think what would be best is if it started with the cherry and then continued to the custard and then the pineapple and then the turkey. I think that would be best.
Yes, I think it would be best, too. I don't think I'd want to be eating turkey with pineapple, cherry tart. I don't know. Anyway, there's more. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
All right. What a curious feeling, said Alice. I must be shutting up like a telescope.
It's a shrinking potion, Dad.
Yes, it is. And so it was indeed. She was now only 10 inches high, and her face brightened up at the thought that she was now the right size for going through the little door into that lovely garden. First, however, she waited for a few minutes to see if she was going to shrink any further. She felt a little nervous about this, for it might end, you know, thought Alice to herself, in my going out altogether, like a candle. I wonder what I should be like then. And she tried to fancy what the flame of a candle looks like after the candle has blown out, for she could not remember ever having seen such a thing.
That's funny.
Yes, it's quite funny. After a while, finding that nothing more had happened, she decided on going into the garden at once. But alas for poor Alice. When she got to the door, she found she'd forgotten the little golden key. And when she went back to the table for it, she found she could not possibly reach it.
Oh, hard luck!
Yes, that is. She should have remembered that key.
Oh, my! What's she going to do?
I don't know. We'll find out. She could see it quite plainly through the glass. She tried her best to climb up one of the legs of the table, but it was too slippery. And when she had tired herself out with trying, the poor little thing sat down and cried.
Oh, Dad, I feel sorry for her.
Yes, I do too. Well, let's see how she gets out of it. Come, there's no use in crying like that, said Alice to herself rather sharply. I advise you to leave off this minute. She generally gave herself very good advice, though she very seldom followed it. And sometimes she scolded herself so severely as to bring tears into her own eyes. And once she remembered trying to box her own ears for having cheated herself in a game of croquet she was playing against herself, for this curious child was very fond of pretending to be two people. Sounds like someone we know.
Who?
I've no idea. All right, but it's no use now, thought poor Alice, to pretend to be two people. Why, there's hardly enough of me left to make one respectable person. Soon her eye fell upon a little glass box that was lying under the table. She opened it and found in it a very small cake, on which the words, "Eat me," were beautifully marked in currants.
Dad!
What?
Is she going to eat it?
I don't know, I haven't read that part yet, but shall we go on?
Yes, please.
All right. Well, I'll eat it, said Alice, and if it makes me grow larger, I can reach the key, and if it makes me go smaller, I can creep under the door, so either way I'll get into the garden and I don't care which happens. She ate a little bit, said anxiously to herself, which way? Which way? Holding her hand at the top of her head to feel which way it was growing, and she was quite surprised to find that she remained the same size. To be sure, this is what generally happens when one eats cake. But Alice had got so much in the way of expecting nothing but out-of-the-way things to happen that it seemed quite dull and stupid for life to go on in the common way. So she set to work and very soon finished off the cake.
What's happened?
Well, I don't know what happened. That's the end of the chapter.
Oh, Dad!
Shh, your voice!
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Dad!
Well, that's the end of the chapter, and it is time for you to go to bed.
Can we read a little bit more?
No, we can't read any more tonight. It's far past your bedtime.
I think Annie wants to hear more.
No, I do not think Annie wants to hear any more, as Annie is soundly asleep, as will you be shortly. Now, run along.
Dad, can I have that water?
Yes, you may have some water, and tomorrow night we'll read another chapter of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland.
Did she get there yet?
Well, I think she's about to get there when she opens the door.
Oh, I'm very excited.
Yes, well, I'm anxious to find out what happens as well, so we will continue this tomorrow evening, all right?
All right.
All right, to bed then.
Good night, Dad.
Yes, good night, darling.